As a teenager,
yes,
someone had knocked on the door,
yes,
and said, "Have you got a passport? Because I've got an airline ticket that's going to take you around the world, so you can play sport and learn from the best." What would have you said? No, I'm too busy. I've got schoolwork to do.
No, I would have said, if I don't have a passport, I'm getting one tomorrow. Don't worry about it. I'm there. How exciting is this?
Let's find out if our next guest has a passport.
Fabian Altamura from Christian Brothers College. Welcome to The Run Home.
Thank you, guys. How are you?
Good. Now, Fabian, do you have a passport?
Yes, I do.
Good. That's the first step. Now, tell us about your story in football. Where did your love for the world game begin?
Probably when I was about 4 or 5 years old. I was kicking soccer ball in the backyard with my nunu. And played for a local club early when I was about 6 for Eastern United. And, yeah, that's when my journey started.
So where do you play on the park?
Play midfield, striker, around those positions there.
Ah, so you do the hard work and get the glory as well.
That's it.
Yeah.
Now, Fabian, when did you first hear about the partnership with Tottenham and CBC? When did that excite you straight away when you heard the news?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because people around the school were very excited to hear it, and it was probably only about a month ago, and it's really picked up from there straight away.
All right, well, before this all began, it's clear that you've got a strong passion for the game. Did you have an English Premier League club that you followed?
Yes, probably not Tottenham, my preferable club, but Chelsea are my club.
Now, Fabian, you've just won me $1 million. With off-air, I said to Paul, he'll be a Chelsea fan, I can just tell. What do you know of Tottenham? And now you've got Ange Postecoglou there. Now, how's this all fit for you? Where do you fit into the academy deal between Christian Brothers College and Tottenham?
Well, I'm a year 9, so I'm still pretty young. And we have a trip to England, I think, next year that's happening. So people around the school will maybe be picked to go to England and show their skills and even have the experience and the expertise by the coaches and just to meet the players and see how it feels as a professional player.
And they'll be coming out this year to your college. How much do you look forward to getting some specialised coaching from them this year?
Oh, definitely very exciting, as it's a very well-known club. Mm. Been around for ages, and also it's not just for us, it's great advertisement for the school, as people from other schools and other states might even come over, and we might get some more talent that we can show on the field.
Now, you mentioned that the school's sending a group of students over next year. How confident are you about you being part of that group?
Well, I don't like to have a big head, but hopefully I would love to go over, and I think I'll be pretty confident of going, and obviously I'll definitely be going if I'm selected.
Well done. Now, Fabian, Kimbo and I enjoyed our day at Christian Brothers College when we did the live broadcast and saw you all in training. We were told of the great soccer program that there is at CBC. How's it going this year?
Yeah, it's going very well. So only a couple of days ago, our first 11 soccer team beat PAC in the Div 1 Grand Final. So that was obviously a great milestone for us and the boys.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
That's so good. So, you said you're only year 9. Were you part of that first 11 team, or you're in the second?
No, I'm part of the second 11 team. But some of my peers in year 9 are going strong in that team. So, cheering them on very well.
Now, if Ange Postecoglou rang you overnight and said, "Tear up your Chelsea ticket, you're coming to Tottenham," what would you do?
Oh, I'd definitely be going over there straight away.
There you are.
You've
got the right answers, Fabian.
Tottenham's got another fan. Hey, look, we really appreciate you coming on the show, and I'm sure you're going to get – there's going to be great connection with Tottenham and CBC, and you're going to have some great coaching in the year. And we wish you all the best for next year, and hopefully you make your way over to England. It'll be great.
Yep. Thanks very much, guys.
Well done, Fabian. Well, it's been the week to ask the question about where the world game is developing in Australia. The Matildas have put it on the agenda. They've certainly left some questions to be answered by the politicians, who we've noted all putting away their scarves now. You know, ride's finished.
We hope they don't. I hope maybe they leave them on their desk and not instead of putting them on the drawer. Just so it reminds them that all sports need cash, the government should help out, especially with the, I guess, the interest that the Matildas generated was unbelievable, wasn't it, Rich?
And even before that, Christian Brother College was certainly there with Tottenham, so we look forward to the day that we wake up and find that the big Premier League debut of a Christian Brothers College student in the English Premier League would be superb, wouldn't it?
It would. And don't forget, you can catch Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh Tuesdays to Thursdays at 6 a.m. Back soon.